What's up, revolutionaries? Oh, wow. Hey, many thanks to State Senator Chris Larson and State Senate candidate Jamie Wall. That's the first time I met Jamie. He was a good guy. That was cool. I alluded to this earlier, but have I got a story for you? All right. So this was about a week and a half ago on a Wednesday. So I got a phone call, and it was from a guy named Tony, who's been, I don't know, my handler, I guess, with the Harris campaign, my contact. And this guy has helped us out, and we've gotten some guests and things. You know, he's helped us get Joe Walsh and Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway, amongst others. And he called me, and he's like, "Hey, what are you doing tomorrow?" And I'm like, I don't know. He goes, "Clear your calendar. The advanced team is going to be calling you shortly." I'm like, "Okay. Bye." And so I got a call about 15 minutes later from a guy named Nick, who I know loosely. I know him, and he's high up in the state campaign for Kamala Harris. And he said, "Mark, I'm going to email you something. It's a survey, or it's a questionnaire. You need to fill it out within the next 10 minutes. I'm like, "Okay." And it was like, you know, I had to give him like my social security number, you know, address, next of kin, blah, 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 all that stuff. I was like, "Wow, that's a lot." And he calls me back, you know, about an hour later. He says, "Got it. We would like you to come to Ripon, Wisconsin at the event where it's going to be Republicans for Harris. And Liz Cheney is going to be endorsing. We'd like you to do some media for us." And I was like, "Oh, wow. You know, can my family come?" And they said, "Absolutely." And I was like, "That's going to be awesome." So they wanted me to speak there. And like, what an honor. That's really, really cool. So we get there. And there's a, you know, there's a line of Secret Service stuff, and they said, "Go to table A," which is, they don't want to say like VIP or something or whatever, but go to table A. And the lady, I gave him my ID, and she's like, "You're Mark Becker. Okay, here's this." I'm like, "Okay." My wife rolls her eyes like all good wives do. And we go through the security thing, and Kamala Harris campaign staff takes me to the media pit, takes my family to their seating, and I start doing interviews, which was cool. I mean, it was an honor. I got to see old friend Matt Smith, who used to be a reporter here for WBAY up in Green Bay, and got to connect with some of, you know, those folks, and did some national stuff, did some local stuff. It was cool. It was an honor to be asked to even say some words on behalf of the vice president, which I proudly and gladly did. But then Nick comes back, and he's like, "Mark, you need to come with me." And there's like a couple of Secret Service agents with him. And then Tony, the other guy, was like, "Well, he's about to talk to CBS," which I really wanted to do, because that would have been cool. But Nick goes, "Should we clear that with the vice president?" And Tony said, "No, oh God, no. Mark, you need to go with Nick now." And we start walking, and I'm like, "Can my family come?" And the Secret Service is like, "No." What's going on? And my wife's like, "Mark, shut up and go." And I'm like, "Okay, wow, all right, what's happening?" And Nick looks at me dumbfounded, and he's like, "Did nobody tell you?" I said, "Tell me what?" And he said, "You're gonna have a VIP meeting with Vice President Harris and Representative Liz Cheney." And like, then it started hitting me where I was going, and I looked down at my jeans and my tennis shoes and my work shirt, and I'm like, "What the hell, dude? Thanks for the heads up on that, you know." And he looks at me, he's like, "You'll be fine. Keep walking." Like, oh my God, holy crap! So we go in, and we go into the school room or whatever, and it's very, you know, there's Secret Service everywhere. I got to see their like little room where they have cameras and all that. It was freaking crazy. Oh my God, it was crazy. I went into the waiting room, and of course I was the last one to be there because that's very on brand for me. And there's my old friend, Charlie Sykes. There's Tracy Mangold and her staff from Republicans for Harris. They're doing an incredible job, by the way. And we sit down and we start talking, and in walks Tony Evers. And of course, me being a smart, you know, what, I was like, "Holy mackerel." And he's like, yeah. And I say, "Oh, you could trademark that." And he's like, "Ah, I don't think you can. That's not how that works." And I'm like, "Well, what about jazzed as hell?" So I'm like, "All right, I'll shut up now." And it was wild because it was myself, Tracy, Charlie Sykes, and Tony Evers. It was completely unfiltered. And we were just talking about everything. I got to thank Governor Evers for what he did for the state during COVID. And we talked about the Brewers and we talked about, you know, everything. And I told my wife later that night, I was like, I just talked to the governor of Wisconsin with no staff, no reporters, no cameras, completely unfiltered for 45 minutes. And that was secondary to what happened. And what happened was they walked us into a room and the governor left and it was just the four of us. And there's flags everywhere and bright lights. And then a bunch of Secret Service came in and we waited. And then there were a bunch more Secret Service came in and in walked Vice President Kamala Harris and Liz Cheney. And we were supposed to meet with them for like 10 minutes. And they just came in and talked to us. And it was surreal. It was absolutely surreal. And at first it was very, you know, rigid and strict and all that. And Liz Cheney, you could kind of see that she was feeling the weight of what she was about to do. Because she's very stoic, but she was kind of quiet and reserved. And I was like, are you okay? And she's like, yeah, she goes, I never thought this day would happen. You know, but it was remarkable. And I broke the ice by telling Vice President Harris that my son loves a video of where she says what her favorite curse word is. And she laughed so hard. And I asked her what her favorite baseball team was because my son wanted to know that was his question. And she lamented, oh my gosh, I would love to meet him. And she asked what his favorite baseball team was, which is the Red Sox, which dumbfounded her. She says, oh, she goes, as any good Wisconsin sports fan, his favorite team is the Boston Red Sox. And I said, yes. Well, and so she gave her speech and we came out and there was a rope line and she said, I'd love to meet your family. And we were about five rows back and her staff noticed us. And she said, Ben, Red Sox, get up here. And so we did. And she gave everyone a hug. And we talked for a little bit more. And they got to meet the vice president. I took a picture with her and posted it on my social media. It was an incredible experience. So much thanks to the vice president's team for, like I said to her, I am so grateful that they set a place for people like me and brought people like me and Charlie Sykes and Tracy Mangold into the circle with them. There's room for you. Come on over. Be on the right side of history here on the Rational Revolution. I'm Mark Becker. We'll see you next week. We all want to change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count the